dust storms. More than 17,700 square miles are now a wasteland of sand and salt. The wind lifts up the salt and the dust, and there are terrible dust storms. Everybody complains about these conditions. Hope for the future. In the 1990s, the Aral Sea continued to get smaller. Then, in 1994, five countries around the Aral Sea agreed to do something to stop the problem. They agreed to use less water for farming.
Exercise 2.1. Work it out.
Everybody thought it was okay, I guess. Nobody saw the problem at first. Can they do anything to save the Aral Sea? I hope they do something soon. Now there's nothing but salt and sand. Everybody complains about it. These countries promised to do something to stop the problem. But are they really doing anything about it?
Exercise 2.3.
So, what is life like near the Aral Sea?
It is very hard. Before, there were fishing villages, but now there isn't anything.
Why is that?
Because everybody left. There are no fish in the lake, and so there is nothing to do there. Also, everything is affected by the dust storms. It's hard for the people there.
But the government is trying to do something about it, right?
That's right.